an official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Bill in Arkansas is remodeling a bathroom. How can we help?
We have a two-story house with one bathroom, and we're trying to take the approach of remodeling the bathroom ourselves and trying to figure the best order of things to be able to do it without inconveniencing our neighbors and friends too much for using their shower or facilities.
Yeah. Boy, that's a risky project, huh? Redoing the only bathroom you have in the house.
Yeah, we're a little trepidatious regarding that.
I mean, you can really take things down. I mean, are you taking things down to the studs and retiling and re-wallboarding? And
that's what we're wanting to do. Basically, when they remodeled the house before we bought it, the bathroom had some plywood and threw carpet over top of it. And of course, that's the last thing you want in the bathroom. So we know we want to pretty much start from there up. And it's old clawfoot tub, and we want to keep that, but obviously it's going to have to come out. And whether we can tile half the floor, get the bathtub part of it, and then connect it, that's what we're not sure whether we'd be able to do and have a good finish where it looks professional.
Well, the first thing is that you need to kind of work this room from the bottom up. So I would start by exposing the subfloor right now and seeing what kind of condition it's in. If it's in solid condition, you can tile
and
over
obviously
that.
Obviously, I would keep the floor under the tub until the last.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you have a continuous surface that's nice and flat, then that's a good thing. Now, in terms of the walls, are you going to go down to the studs?
Well, since we have the clawfoot tub shower combination with the hanging old-time shower curtain, we've debated whether we truly are going to need to go ahead and put up our backer board and tile everything, or whether we just want to go ahead and use one of the more resistant
wall boards that are covered with like a fiberglass, like a Den's Armor.
Yeah, you know, you could use Den's Armor from Georgia Pacific as a backer board on that. It's fiberglass faced, and they also have a Den's Armor tile backer that's not organic, so it's not going to grow any mold. So I think you could possibly go on top of that.
Great.
And that takes care of that. Now, you know, in terms of the toilet itself, that's actually not so difficult to take out, tile, and then put back within a fairly short period of time. And the last thing is the sink. And if you're going to have to not be able to use the sink, just arrange that you don't have
the sink and the tub out of commission at the same time.
At the same time, exactly. So you could use one or the other.
And the sink's a little easier because, bottom line, we could brush our teeth down in the kitchen.
Well, that's
exactly
right. Yep. And, you know, you could do a sponge bath if you had to.
Even if it's just for a day.
It is one of those big double sinks. So, hey, that's...
There you go. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.